following program is a paid feature of WVRC Media.
Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
It is Turn to the Experts. Thanks for joining us. 104.5 FM, 1440 AM WAJR. This program sponsored by Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. And with this is Josh Heinerman, as usual, Director of Sales and Service for Advanced. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
And you've got a guest with you, Mark Schaefer, Home Solutions Advisor. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, let's tell you that you can reach Advanced, anything that piques your interest in this show over the next half hour, give them a call. 304-598-9030. That's the number for Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. All right, Mark, your title is Home Solutions Advisor. What's your role? What do you do? How do you help people in their homes?
Basically, what I do is, you know, customers will call into the office. Usually they have something that needs solved. My job is to show up at that customer's house, ask a bunch of questions, and try to get to the root cause of what problem that they may have, and offer a bunch of solutions that can help either fix that or at least alleviate that problem for them.
Okay, so some typical problems this type of year is that the warm air isn't warm enough, right? There could be an issue with the furnace, or there's dust everywhere. Every time we turn the furnace on, the house fills up with dust. Those are a couple of common things I would imagine you deal with this time of year.
Yes, correct. A lot of people's allergies seem to flare up a little bit around this time of year. You know, dry noses with humidity in the air. All of those are typical things for this time of year and very common questions that we get asked.
Mm-hmm. And Josh, with the holidays, folks have visitors. They have guests. They're cooking food constantly. Their house is full. All the spare bedrooms are full. All the couches are full with guests. And that leads to its own set of problems. Not problems, because it's fun. It's family.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. It's New Year's. But issues that people have in their homes.
Absolutely. So we're coming into we are coming into a busy season, but everyone is coming into a really busy season. I mean, this is, you know, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and I'm sure that a whole lot of people have houses full of family, and they're prepping food, and they're getting everything ready for the big Thanksgiving feast. I know that my family, the week of Thanksgiving is crazy. There's a whole lot of people in. I mean, we have people come in from Georgia and Florida and everything else, and we come up for deer season to hunt. So and it's kind of ironic. We were just talking about this off air that there's always one person every day that ends up taking a cold shower. Every day, there's always someone who ends up taking a cold shower. So we have some, and Mark can actually, he has some solutions that actually can prevent these things from happening, anything from a larger capacity tank to even like a tankless water heater.
Okay, well, let's start there. Tankless water heaters have been around for a while. Explain the technology, how it works, Mark, and what's the difference between a classic tank water heater that fills up and then drains and then refills and reheats. That takes time. What's the technology of a tankless water heater?
So I would say that the biggest advantage in technology of a tankless water heater is the term that you'll hear, endless hot water. A lot of people get that confused with instant hot water. Tankless hot water is not instant hot water, but it is endless hot water. You can run a hot water spigot all day long, and it's going to provide, you know, hot water all day long as that tankless is installed. It does take a little bit, typically a little bit longer to heat that hot water up, although there are different things that we can do to alleviate that problem as well. We can install recirculation loops so that water is a lot warmer, faster to get to those high demand areas and those furthest sinks away and things like that. Another big takeaway is the energy savings. You're not sitting there, you know, for example, a 50-gallon water heater. It's sitting there heating water 24/7. You know, a tankless water, it's only heating water as you as you go to use it. So those are two big advantages, and that is usually what drives our customers to make that switch. A lot of customers, you know, too, they make that switch for the space saving,
right?
As that well, too. You know, the tankless ones, they mount on the wall, and a tank takes up a good bit of space.
Sure. It takes up a huge amount of space, a regular water heater does. What's the size? It's been a few years since I've seen a tankless water heater. The one that I can remember seeing is about the size of one of these televisions we have up on the wall. Is that about the size you're looking at, a mounted television, or are they even smaller now?
So what I usually tell people is I break it down into sizes of suitcases.
Suitcases, okay.
So, you know, if you go and you buy like the 3-pack of standard suitcases, you get the really big one, and then you get kind of like the medium one, and then that small carry-on. It usually fits into that medium size one. When everything's all said and done, you got your valves on it, and you know your exhaust takeoffs and things like that. It's usually about the size that it comes out to be on the wall.
Mm-hmm. So if I've got a tankless water heater and I turn that faucet on, it's going to be a split second, right? Is that how it works before that, or what's the technology? How does it work exactly?
As soon as you turn on the hot water spigot, it recognizes that water is flowing through that. That device, that piece of equipment.
Okay, the tankless heater that's up on the wall.
The tankless heater, yep. That's when it knows that it has to fire up. So at that point, then it's starting to heat that water that comes through. Now, that water still has to work its way through your hot water, you know, pipes, things like that. That's where that recirculation loop would come into play. You know, there's different ways that we can do that. Some houses have dedicated recirculation loops. But now a lot of the tankless water companies, they're including crossover valves with their systems so that we can easily adapt to old houses that may not have that technology available. And we place that on the furthest sink away so that we can recirculate that hot water from time to time through the cold water line. And then that gives you warm water as soon as you turn it on, and then the hot water will soon to follow that. That way you're not, as soon as you turn it on, you're not getting cold water for a long time.
Right. Okay. And control, Josh, you had something to add.
I actually have a question for you, Kyle.
All right.
So to kind of clarify what Mark said, Kyle, how long does it take? If you go to every house has a faucet that takes forever for
right.
hot water to get
yes.
to. If you go to your house right now and turn that hot water faucet on, how long do you think it's going to take before you get hot water?
The furthest faucet away from our hot water heater is actually the shower in our bedroom.
Of course.
Takes 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that's with the tank style water heater.
Yes.
Okay. If you put a tankless water heater in, and we're going to tell you the part, the nitty gritty part that nobody else is going to tell you, if it takes you 30 seconds now with a tankless water heater.
To get hot water to where you want it.
If it takes you about 30 seconds now, it's going to take you about 45 seconds with a tankless water heater.
Okay.
Okay. So that extra 15 seconds or so. But once it gets there, it is absolutely endless. You can turn it on and leave it run all day long. You can shower everybody in the house while the dishwasher's running and the dog and the multiple bathtubs. And a friend of ours actually has a cabin in Snowshoe. It's a 5-bedroom cabin, has a bathtub, five-bathroom cabin, great big bathtub in it. I took out two tank-style water heaters, took out two Total Electric water heaters, put in a single tankless in that home, turned on every faucet in the house for 20 minutes straight, and the water temperature did every single faucet in the house was outputting 120-degree water.
Wow.
It absolutely blew my mind.
Wow, that's the advantage there of a tankless water heater. We'll take a break here, and we'll talk about different ways to get your house prepped for the holidays, for Christmas coming up December. You're going to have a lot of guests. So there's some other ideas, the tankless hot water heater being one of them. And again, if you're interested, give Advance a call, 598-9030. We are with Josh and Mark from Advance. We'll continue the conversation after this on WAJR.
Hey.
It is Turn to the Experts with Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. You can reach Advanced 598-9030. That is the number to call. Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service with Advanced, in the studio with us. Also, Mark Schaefer, Home Solutions Advisor. And in the first segment, we talked about solving the problem of having a house full of people. And you've got 10 people in for Thanksgiving. You're going to have probably even more for Christmas. The hot water heater runs out of hot water after 3 showers, and you've got 7 more. So the problem solve, one of the biggest ways to solve that problem is the tankless water heater we talked about in the first segment. Josh, plumbing, when you have a house full of people, there's a variety of issues with cooking and disposal of food, with all of the people that are in your home. Plumbing becomes a major problem if you have a house full of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll just say that all of the plumbing problems are due to things being poured down the drains and the pipes and things.
Yes.
One of the big things is public service announcement. Flushable wipes are not flushable. Take them out of your house. Get them away from your in-laws. Do not flush them down the toilet. Get them away. Even though they say flushable on the pack, they are not flushable. The second, another one of the big things, as we're doing a whole lot of holiday prep and everything, it would be a good idea for people to go ahead and do a little bit of people with garbage disposals, mm-hmm. do a little bit of a service on their garbage disposal prior to your big Thanksgiving feast on Thursday. And that can be done, simply by, Blue Dawn dish soap, really, really hot water, and stuff it full of ice, turn it on, stuff it full of ice again. Some say that it sharpens the blades. I don't think that it sharpens the blades, but by putting that ice and that Blue Dawn dish soap down through there, you're kind of getting a lot of you're breaking apart a lot of the crud and things that are in there. And Lord knows, you're about to put it through its paces to cook a Thanksgiving meal on Thursday.
So things that are stuck in the cylinder around it, right? Things that are stuck maybe in the pipe going out of it.
Yep.
So ice and Blue Dawn dish soap.
Ice and some Dawn dish soap, it'll help a lot.
I learn something every time you guys are in here.
Also, peroxide and baking soda. You can put
vinegar
in baking soda. Make a little science experiment down inside of your piping.
Kids love that one.
Yeah, kids love that one. Yeah. It's kind of gross the first time that you do it, though, when you see everything that cut. Even if you look down in the little hole, that looks clean, and then you pour that stuff to it, and it kind of foams up out of there, so... Just some little things that you can do prior to, really putting it through its paces on Thursday. And, as always, never pour grease down any of your drains. Try really hard not to pour any gravies or anything like that. As you pour grease down drains, it solidifies. It becomes solid, and no amount of hot water is going to get that stuff all pushed through there. And grease is... very, very, very difficult to get out of piping. About our only option whenever it comes to getting grease out of piping, and thank goodness we have the technology to be able to do this, but would be to run like an individual water jet system down through there and actually clean
it up.
Yeah, you got to break it up. But, a lot of times people don't think about it. It's like, oh, it's just a little bit of grease. It's just a little bit of bacon grease. Well, you do that, 8, 10, 15 times a year, that grease is not leaving your house. It is staying in that piping. I don't care how much hot water you run through it. It's gonna get to a certain point. It's going to find a place, and it's going to stop. Well, then we have to come in, hit it with a jetter. It's an inconvenience to you. It's no fun for us. But, we can solve the problem.
Right.
But just by not dumping grease down the drains, you can save your piping a whole lot of headache and hassle. You can save yourself some money by not having to have us come out and unclog everything.
Okay. Very, very, very interesting stuff we've learned as we prepare our homes for the holiday coming up. And again, any sort of clogging problem that you do have this week or over the course of the holidays, give Advance the call, 598-9030. That is the number to call. Okay, duct cleaning. We've talked a lot about that the last few months, and you see this because obviously the furnaces have been off since probably March, the middle of March. They're all starting to come back on, and people are having issues with allergies. They're having an issue with dust everywhere. So duct cleaning this time of year, crucially important.
In my opinion, this is the best time of year to actually do duct cleaning. This is where you're going to spend, the majority of your time indoors and with family. Let's get the air quality cleaned up. Let's get it taken care of. And to kind of touch on something Mark had said earlier, not just cleaning it, you know, making the air really clean and purified within the house, whether that be by utilizing our duct cleaning services or different UV lights or ozone generator type items. Humidity plays a big factor this time of year. I mean, no one likes to walk across the carpet and get shocked by static electricity. No one likes itchy, dry skin. No one likes to have nosebleeds. And 9 times out of 10, those can actually be solved by increasing the humidity in the house, by adding a whole home humidifier.
Okay, Mark, that's one of the problems you help solve people, right?
Yeah. Just last week I had a customer said, you know, for the first time, you know, he went to the doctor. He had a pretty bad nosebleed. And the doctor said, you know, you should probably get, you know, some room humidifiers, you know. And luckily he was like, you know what, let me call the guys at Advance. They just put a furnace in for me. I'm sure they could help me out. You know, and we did. He called me out and I went out, took a look at everything, you know, and we're going to be able to get him a whole house humidifier that can treat his whole house rather than just treating one room in his house. And that's kind of what we want to do. We want to treat the whole house, not just room by room cases. You know, nobody wants to carry a humidifier from room to room, you know, especially if you have kids, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, we can do everything at one time and really, really help everybody out in the whole entire house.
Okay, so whole house humidifier is an issue. And again, duct cleaning. And I know, Mark, you have all kinds of advanced technology where you can go to a customer's home and give them a look as to actually what's in their heating vents and ducts. And most people probably seeing that picture, they'll say, all right, do whatever you have to do to get this out.
Yeah, we have a camera that that goes with our duct cleaning truck. Some customers really, really want to see that. I've had some customers say, please don't show me that. I don't want to know what I've been living in for the past 15 years. So it's about half and half, I would say.
Okay. And again, how much can you improve someone's home air quality?
A lot, really. Depending on, you know, how long it's been since the duct's been cleaned. A lot of the houses around here are older houses. So something else that kind of goes in with it is how many remodel projects has the house been through. Drywall dust is very hard on HVAC equipment. It's very fine. Filters it's hard for filters to catch that fine of a dust. A lot of times it gets in every nook and cranny and joint in that ductwork. And our duct cleaning technology can get all of that out. You know, I'll have customers say, no matter how many times I change the filter, no matter how many times I clean a week, there's always just a white dust that's, you know, always on there. Yeah. And the first question I ask them is, when did you last remodel your house? Oh, I just redid our bathroom last month. Or, yeah, that's your drywall dust. You know, let's get these ductwork clean, you know, and get this taken care of. And they'll notice a big difference, you know, right after it's cleaned.
Interesting. Okay, we got about a minute left. Mark, take us through the process. If someone's listening right now and they want their ducts clean for Christmas, they're going to have company and Christmas and New Year's and all of that. How's the process work? How do they get started? And what's the process for you?
So first of all, you'll give our office a call, set up a free estimate. Either myself or one of our other service technicians will come out, get you a free estimate, look at all your ducts. We'll go through, look at the system. We'll take a bunch of pictures. We're going to walk through the house and get a count of every register that's there. We're going to get the size of filter that you have. And we're going to go over problem areas. Do you feel like this area is more dirty than that? You know, that kind of stuff. And then we're going to present you all your options at the end. You can pick and choose how you want to do it. We can do, we can clean the whole ducts. We can sanitize them. We can clean your dryer vent while we're there. We can add on accessories after that, you know, as far as air purifiers to help get this process, you know, lengthen the time in between cleanings that you would need. You know, anything that you would need at that time, we can go over.
The dryer vent, that's something people probably don't think much about.
Yep.
And that's that's a safety issue because
that's something people should think about.
Right, because that the heat with the dryer and the lint and all the buildup there can actually cause a fire occasionally.
Yep. The number one cause of house fires in North America is a clogged dryer vent.
Really?
Yep.
Man, I learn something every time you guys come in. The big thing today that I learned was cleansing and preparing your garbage disposal with ice and Blue Dawn dish soap. Yep. So that's a good one. I'm sure people are scurrying to get that done right now before the company comes for Thanksgiving. Guys, again, great information. We appreciate the time. Again, you can reach Advance by calling 598-9030. And Josh Heinerman, Mark Schaefer, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, guys.
That's Turn to the Experts on WAJR.